Saad Ghosn is in the studio with me tonight. He's one of those people who makes us wonder whether he sleeps at all, as he is head of pathology at the VA hospital here and in Chillicothe. He teaches at the University of Cincinnati Medical College, as well as being very active and committed to art in our community and to peace and justice. This will be the 13th year for the anthology he founded that is titled For a Better World, Poems and Drawings on Peace and Justice. He is himself an artist and writer and annually sponsors the SOS exhibit at the Art Academy, which will be there from May 29th to June 7th this year. Saad, it's wonderful to welcome you back to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you, Barbara.
And to Cincinnati itself. You just have come back from Lebanon.
Correct.
Your home country. So for those who might not know it, tell us what For a Better World is about, who's included in it, and what your part in it is.
For a Better World is an anthology of poems and drawings on peace and justice by Greater Cincinnati artists. It started in 2004 as a follow-up to SOS Art. SOS Art is Save Our Souls Art, which is an exhibit, an event, an organization, which purpose is really to promote the use of arts as a vehicle for peace and justice and to give a voice to the artists for that purpose. SOS Art started in 2003, right at the beginning of the Iraq War, but it came progressively after the riots of April 2001 in Cincinnati, 9/11 of 2001 and 2003. And it started initially as an event and an exhibit, a collective exhibit for local artists to say something about peace and justice. The purpose initially was really to provide a platform, an opportunity for local artists who wanted to say something about these issues and didn't have either the opportunity or a place to show them and felt very isolated and lonely. And I was one of them at that time. And talking with other artist friends, we said, hey, let's do it. Let's get together. Probably we'll have a place. We'll get to know each other. We'll network. We'll say what you have to say and we'll strengthen our voice. That's how it started. And the first year in 2003, in parallel to the art exhibit, we had a festival of the arts where there were lectures, movies, debates. And there was a group that had started in Cincinnati at that time, which was Poets Against the War. And they were holding meetings and they were spearheaded by, at the time, Michael Hansen. And I got to meet Michael and invited him and his poets to come to SOS Art. This was in 2003. So they came and they read their poetry. And then the idea came to me, why don't we have a yearly anthology, which would be every year invite poets to write on peace and justice and then to pair their poems with the visual artists who will do illustration. For many purposes. One is really to give opportunities to poets to write about peace and justice to get known, but also to connect with a visual artist and vice versa. And that's how it started. And so every year now there is an event, SOS Art. It's both an art exhibit and an art festival for peace and justice. And at the same time, there's a book published in parallel called For a Better World.
So in the book, there are poems and drawings. At the SOS exhibit, I think it's more expansive than that. Does it include other art forms?
Yeah, actually, the SOS Art is primarily an art exhibit for visual art, and which include drawings, paintings, photography, installations, videos. And also, in parallel, weekend activities like Festival of the Arts, where you will have dance, music, plays, movies, debates, lectures. Kind of like these are the other performing arts, if you would like. And the poetry, the For a Better World, is added to that festival of arts where the poets who are in the book would be invited to come and read their poetry at SOS Art.
You have such amazing multicultural life experiences in your life. You grew up and went to school in Lebanon, as I understand it.
Yeah.
You continued your medical training in Paris, worked there as a physician, and then you came to Boston, again, were a pathologist and taught at Harvard, and now in Cincinnati, where you still seem to lead multiple lives. I know you've just come back from Lebanon, and I'm interested to know, Is there a common thread that runs through all those life experiences for you? What sustains this commitment to peace and justice?
When I think about it, that whatever I've done has been very much kind of nurtured very early on by the education and values I received from my parents. And I grew up in a family where both my parents were very, very much keen on promoting peace and justice. My father was a physician. He was a family doctor and a pediatrician. But at the same time, all of his work was really to help others. And I would say probably 70% of his clients were non-paying clients. On the contrary, he will see them and give them the medicine to cure them and so on. And my mother was the same thing. And that's why a part of SOS Art also is one activity that maybe I could touch on it right now, is kind of like to try to create opportunities to instill these values of peace and justice and love and compassion very early on. Because when I think of myself, as you said, you know, why do I have the thread throughout my life? Because these are values that were ingrained very early on in my life and that I kept. So I started in SOS Art an activity called Children Engaging Compassion. And this is where you'd create like activities, workshops for kids to create stories where the heroes are heroes because of their compassion and love and peace loving and so on. And I felt this was important because our society, I'm not really negatively critical about it, but it's a reality that our society is very much goal-oriented, the productivity-oriented, success-oriented, and we frequently forget that we are humans and our richness also are our values, our being able to be compassionate and loving and so on, and that these need to be ingrained early on.
Tell us what the process is to apply.
I think both SOS Art, which is for the visual art, and For a Better World, which is primarily for poems, are open to any person, to any artist in Cincinnati who wants to express themselves and say something or convey a message on peace and justice. For SOS Art, let's divide them. SOS Art, which is the visual art, there is a call sent to artists, and any artist can participate, whether they have shown or not, whether they are established or not. But if they want to say something, provided that it is for peace and justice and it's not offensive just with no reason, they are welcome to submit and participate. And by definition, it's non-juried. So any person who wants to be in it is in it. And that's for SOS Art. For A Better World, there's a call to poets, to local poets, and asking them to submit poems on peace and justice. And they do. And then after that, we have to select, because there's usually a big, big number and we cannot really put them all in a book. There's a jury who reviews the poems and selects some of them. And then after, the visual artists are invited to illustrate one of them. And that's how it works.
I do want to thank you so much for your longtime commitment to art, to peace and justice.
Thank you.
Delightful to visit with you tonight. Thanks for being here.
Thank you so much, Barbara. Thanks for the opportunity.
I've been talking with Saad Ghossan about For a Better World, Poems and Drawings on Peace and Justice. It will be available at the SOS exhibit at the Art Academy. Submissions for that show are due by May 11th. The Art Academy is at 1212 Jackson Street, and the exhibit will take place from May 29th through June 7th. You'll find more information at wvxu.org. For Around Cincinnati, I'm Barbara Gray.